Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. If you go ahead and skip forward to the Can't Beat Kelly section, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
The foundation of the show has been rocked.
And Kelly, well, I don't want to give away too much, but let's just say it was dramatic.
I have brought shame upon my family.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Man, have you seen this new dash cam video from this car on Grade Lane? It's just so tragic. Showing the moment the UPS plane crashed right outside the airport on Tuesday evening. I mean, it is...
It's devastating.
It is the most... It shows the just... It is square on. And it shows... It's a different video than what we've seen. A different angle than what we've seen. But it is just... It shows the plane... And you see a little bit of a, almost like a spark before it hits the building. And I mean, it is just, again, just
tragic.
Yeah. Now, the death toll is up to 12, including a young child. 16.
Oh my gosh.
16 remain missing as of last night.
Oh, wow.
And so there are still, you know, families who are just waiting to hear the news, you know, and that's terrible.
Oh, it's awful.
But yeah, this Wave put a, hey, you know, this is a, you know, this video could be disturbing to some, you know, obviously now that we know the implications and everything that has happened and, all of that, I mean, it just, and it shows people running out of this tire business that's right there. I mean, it is just crazy. So last night, the NTSB, they did find the black box. You know, they're going to try to figure everything out. FBI agents also on the scene to assist the NTSB with the investigation. The flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder have been recovered. And I don't know if they release the audio of that, I don't know if I'm going to be able to listen to that. That's just terrible.
Absolutely. But I, you know, obviously all of that can provide clues to, you know, what might have led the engine to detach.
Yeah. I mean, because that's kind of what they're saying is that in the progress of lifting off, the engine detached.
Right.
And
you know, and then of course you've seen reports that it was grounded for 6 weeks for maintenance issues, but then other, you know, like pilot experts and former airport mechanics are saying this was routine.
Yeah.
All the things. So you just,
yeah, I mean, these
just
planes
got to wait for the investigation to be completed to see if there was actual, you know, if this plane was truly safe enough to be flying.
Well, it flew from San Antonio to here.
Yeah.
Just a few weeks ago.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, obviously this is something that we're probably going to be, you know, talking about for quite a while, but yeah, that new video that was released of that dash cam footage from this car on Grade Lane, just, oh,
I can't imagine.
Heart.
Yeah, for all the people that live and work over there.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
You know, employees of all the things impacted. I can't imagine what you guys are going through right now.
So, yeah.
And kudos, we need to also then highlight all the people that have been...
Who've stepped up, helped with,
like, almost immediately
the first responders,
yeah,
and the families,
church groups and volunteers who, like, literally almost immediately within like 4 hours of getting a call, mobilized, were serving hot meals to the first responders.
And from
responders.
Other parts in the state have just come, yeah.
And they've been working tirelessly since.
Yeah.
You know, all the first responders and volunteers. So you guys are amazing.
We'll keep you posted on what we find out on 99.7 DJX. You know, sometimes you see that person, maybe get a glimpse of them, strike a fancy, but then they're gone. You don't have a name or number. How do you follow back up with them?
That could be your soulmate. You gotta find them. So you do a little typey-typey, you send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Woman for man.
Sure.
You, me, that half-eaten burrito dumpster behind taco place.
Oh, wow.
Already the most romantic
setting of settings. Setting the
scene. You were wearing ripped jeans.
Mm-hmm.
A headlamp.
Oh.
And the kind of confidence only someone knee-deep in last night's takeout can have.
Oh.
I was in the next dumpster over. Are we dumpster diving? Is that... I was in the next dumpster over pretending to look for aluminum cans, but really watching you pull out that burrito like it was the Holy Grail.
Oh.
You smiled when you caught me looking, salsa glistening on your wrist like temptation itself.
Oh, like temptation itself.
You whispered, you want the other half? And I swear my pulse hit 120.
Wow.
I said no, but what I meant was take me instead.
Oh my gosh.
Your laugh echoed off the brick wall, and then you were gone, leaving only the faint scent of cilantro and adventure.
Adventure.
If you see this, meet me again behind that taco place after midnight.
Uh-huh.
Bring your headlamp. I'll bring the gloves. I hope you like spicy sauce.
Wow.
We're dumpster diving. That's what we're doing.
Hey, you know what? Let's not judge where love can be found.
Just saying, the most unexpected of places.
This is true.
Got to be ready for it.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Isle of Broken Hearts, man for woman.
Oh.
You are the gorgeous mystery woman in black leggings and a hoodie that probably cost more than my car payment.
Already we're starting off better.
Your cart was overflowing with name brand organic, probably handpicked by Angel's Food. Your yogurt didn't even have cartoon characters on it.
Oh, wow.
I thought, wow, she must be healthy and rich.
Yes.
I was the guy clutching a box of off-brand cereal and a pack of cookies because it was 8:15 in the morning. I was late for work and I had given up on meal prep sometime in 2019. Listen, I watched you gracefully pick out your groceries like you were auditioning for a Food Network show called Hot People Buying Kale. The way you examined each item, thoughtful, elegant, like you were choosing future memories and not just frozen peas, made my heart skip a beat.
Dang.
Also made me reconsider the Chips Ahoy in my hand.
That's good.
Listen, I panicked and I asked you, do you know where the chicken is?
Great line.
You politely pointed and said, in the meat section.
That makes sense.
Like a normal, helpful human being while I facepalmed like an idiot. I turned to say something cool like, are you a chef or just really hungry?
That's not a great line.
But you were gone. Vanished, probably into the exotic grains aisle or heaven. It's hard to say. Listen, I hope you were single and that the loaded cart was for a dinner party or you're just super hungry or maybe probably you're just a chef.
That's it.
Either way, I was late for work, so love had to wait right next to that rotisserie chicken I never found.
Oh, no!
If this is you and you remember that awkward guy with cereal and cookies, tell me what color your hoodie was so I know it's you.
I don't think they're going to be a great match, just from the descriptions alone.
He's looking at, he's eyeing her cart going, man, she must be rich.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to have a lot of similar interests.
You know what, Kelly, don't poo-poo love. Not yet.
We don't know yet.
Let's let it blossom.
She might respond.
Let them figure it out. She already has responded.
Oh, yeah.
She said it's in the meat aisle.
Oh, right. Yes. No, but she hasn't responded to the love.
All right. So whether you're looking for your dumpster diving queen or king, or you're looking for that lady in the grocery aisle who pointed you to the chicken.
Buying food picked out by angels.
That's right. It can be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Your Starbucks order is probably going to take longer today.
Why is that?
They are... releasing the holiday cups today.
Oh.
So your order is probably going to take a little longer just because there's going to be more people.
I got to get that holiday cup.
Yeah, the holiday cups are kind of a thing. Now, listen, these cups have been overshadowed by this glass barista cup that they've also kind of like dropped on Instagram.
Glass barista cup?
Bear. It's bear-shaped. It looks like...
Oh.
It looks like one of those honey jars that are shaped like a bear, right?
Is it supposed to be a teddy bear?
Well, yeah, yeah.
It's, hugging your drink?
Well, no, it has liquid in it.
Yes.
Like you can put liquid in this bear, like almost like one of those little honey bear containers. It's got a little green beanie hat on it that unscrews.
Adorable.
And a straw on it, and people are losing their minds
over that. Yes.
So, anyways, those are available, I guess, for a limited time. They're not complimentary though, like the holiday cups are.
Oh, okay.
The holiday cups, they comes with your drink, but this 20-ounce barista is certainly a hot item. So I know my daughter yesterday was like, this is what I want. And she showed me a picture of it. I'm like
as a Christmas gift?
No.
Oh,
just
right now.
Yes, because this is also a girl, maybe like your daughter, who has
a regular order.
Just has cups for everything.
Oh.
Needs a new water, jug. I don't know what you call them. Whatever the new
tumbler.
Yes, whatever the new tumbler thing is.
Okay.
Needs it.
Oh. Ava's not super into that. Used to be when she was kind of doing cheer, making sure that but we kind of had one.
You know,
she does have a regular Starbucks order, though. So
yeah,
she's about the bucks.
This could be something. So, anyways, just know that if you're headed there today,
happening. You're like, why is everyone going to Starbucks today?
Yeah, you're wondering why
is everyone here?
It could be taking longer. It's probably for the holiday cups and launch of their holiday menu and all that stuff. So whatever. Sorry, Zoe. She just texted me. I cannot believe you just said that.
It's all good, Zoe. Listen.
Listen, you're not supposed to be listening.
Listen, it's personalizing the story. It's what our consultant said to do. Zoe, don't blame your dad.
No, she was just like, when was the last time I asked you for a cup? That is true.
Okay.
But last night was the newest time.
Okay.
But tell me I'm wrong. Stanley cups, Owala cups, any of these little cup things.
Right. But Zoe, understand now that he said it and put it out there on the radio, you're getting it.
Okay.
You can't not get it, right?
Yeah, she
this
can
is ensuring
not
that you're
get it.
It. Oh, wow.
That still is an option.
You're making it worse.
Anyways, sorry. I didn't mean to bring my family into this.
Family drama.
In such an intimate way. And I'm just getting blown up right now.
Zoe, I'll make sure that you get it. I'll keep pestering.
Okay.
I got your back.
All right, coming up next. Probably not the notification you want to get from a healthcare system.
Oh, no. Oh, you have got to pay attention to detail.
That's why it's a Setting the Bar story coming up next.
Oopsies.
On 99.7 DJX. You know that sinking feeling you get when you accidentally send someone a text or an email that shouldn't have gone to them, and like, oh, no.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's 99.7 DJX. This is a Setting the Bar story, a much grander scale of that.
Oh, no. This is what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without sending letters to over 500 people telling them that they are, in fact, deceased, then you're doing okay.
The good news about this? They know that's not true.
True. There's this healthcare system in Maine. They're having to apologize after sending 531 patients in their hospital and healthcare clinics letters telling them that they're dead.
What do they say? Sorry to hear you're dead?
Yeah.
What does a letter like
that
say?
It expressed condolences, included information on how their next of kin can resolve their estates. I don't know how sending it to the person who would be deceased would help, because they're, in theory, deceased.
Correct.
The company is
a... Is this a common practice for healthcare companies?
It's a nonprofit called Maine Health.
Okay.
Spokesperson says there was an error in the computer system, obviously.
Okay.
Right?
Where the computer system just killed a bunch of people off?
They sincerely regret the goof.
I bet they do.
And also, they want to assure everyone that they were never listed as deceased in their system.
Okay.
So, because that could be a nightmare if you are listed as that and you are not, then all of a sudden credit.
So if they're not, though, how did that error happen?
How did
the computer think that they were?
Yeah, good question. They said there was an error in its computer system that led to the mistake.
Okay.
Don't know what the error is.
Okay.
Nonetheless, here we are.
All right, then.
So
an odd practice to
don't
hear
know
about.
If that's one where you
sorry you're dead. If you want to pass this along to your family and let them know, that'd be great.
Yeah,
we would like to assist in the next steps.
Don't know if you want to throw an intern under the bus on this one and say, yeah, sorry Chuck, he just started.
He's not on the payroll officially.
Yeah, but we've let him know.
Wow.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without sending letters to over 500 people telling them that they are deceased, then you are doing okay.
That's a big oopsies.
That is a big oopsies. And that's why.
If you mess up at work today, it's not on that scale.
It's not like that. Yep. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7DJX. You didn't know you needed this in your life. I almost forgot that it was even a thing.
Oh, I did forget it was a thing.
Remember Oprah Winfrey?
It all started as a way for me to share joy and gratitude to the people who matter most.
Yeah.
Our hope is that the list inspires you to spread joy this holiday.
Yeah, so back when Oprah had like a show, she would do this and people would get in a lottery to be in the audience for this show specifically because she would give everyone in the lottery every single item on her
favorite things.
Everybody in the audience got one of everything.
Everybody in the audience got one of everything.
And a friend of mine from high school was in one of those audiences.
That's cool.
One of those years, yeah.
Yeah, so it contains way too many things for her to have ever actually even tried. But nonetheless, there's plenty of affordable stuff on the list, which
really
is interesting because, yes.
There's a budget-friendly section?
But also, you know, rich people, they shop too.
Absolutely.
Of course they do. That's why there's a $2,000 espresso machine for you.
Of course, because you need that in your kitchen.
Honestly?
It's the only thing it's lacking.
Honestly?
Yeah, shut up.
I would
Stop
love
it.
That.
Stop it. Stop talking.
I would love.
No, sir.
I have a little Nespresso, but.
You don't need a $2,000
espresso maker machine? Mm. Yes. Get that in my life.
No, sir.
They've got a $700 indoor pizza oven.
Also, no. Well, maybe.
How is that different than just a normal oven? Do you know?
I don't know
why I'm even asking you.
I don't know, but I want one. I've seen them. I want one.
Listen.
I don't know why it cooks it different. Maybe it's the actual flames.
You want one. It doesn't. It's not for taking frozen pizza and putting it in. It's for like dough.
I understand. When you make, I can go to Papa Murphy's.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that we were clear on what this actually was, Kelly.
I get it.
Favorite thing.
Yes.
It probably would make frozen pizzas taste even more amazing.
Listen, there are $60 anti-fog reading glasses for the shower.
I'm sorry. Who is reading in the shower? Because if it's on a tablet or paperback, both are bad with water, right?
Haven't you ever, while you're waiting for your conditioner to set, taken a gander and looked at the
not one thing
different bottles and
not
started reading the bottles?
No.
Interesting.
No.
I will say that this actually looks kind of something that I would enjoy. They look like socks with tennis shoe soles on them. They look like socks with like tennis shoe soles on them. It's the Brave Pudding Varsity Strolls, only $180.
Listen, favorite things.
Terrific for someone who wants a comfy yet pulled together alternative to sneakers. Don't be surprised if folks ask, "Where do you get those?"
Yeah, no, they're not going to ask that. I have. Where's the under $10?
Like I said, that is something. Earmuffs to anyone who is in my family. I might actually roll out and get something like that for the holiday.
Shut your mouth. $180 fuzzy socks?
Yeah, why not?
What? Get me to the budget section. You
All
said
right.
there was a budget section.
No fragrance. How about that?
A no fragrance, does it not smell?
$75
That's
at no makeup.
That started as...
No fragrance, fragrance.
No.
Oprah rolling in hot.
Favorite thing.
That's not the budget section.
She says, I almost never wear fragrance. I like the fresh scent of just stepping out of a shower. But this one won me over. It's light, clean, and somehow becomes your own.
Okay, great. Again, I need you to get to the budget section.
Is that
the budget section?
What about a Dyson Airwrap CO and a 2x? It's going to take your hair and style it the way you never had it styled before.
It's a Dyson. How much?
$750.
Yeah, that is not the budget section! Get me to things I can think about affording.
All right. The Pretzel Company Pretzel Classics gift set.
Okay, how much?
It's an excellent hostess gift.
Yeah.
Hand-twisted.
Yep.
Bavarian soft pretzels coming from direct from Pennsylvania.
Oh, delicious. How
you
much?
You just brush them with butter, sprinkle the salt, warm in the oven,
sounds
dunk
great.
In some hot honey mustard.
Sounds fantastic. How much?
$45.
$45
pretzels?
Get out of here with that. Get out of here with that.
You said you wanted bargain.
I'm telling you, 20. Do we have anything for $20?
All right, I got something for you.
You got something?
This is Oprah's favorite things.
Okay.
List that dropped. It's hot. It is hot.
All right.
You ready?
What is it?
Something?
I'm ready.
The Kate Weiser Lil Carl 4-pack.
What is that? What even is that?
Listen, it's hot chocolate.
A hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate cocoa bomb. All right.
Okay.
Hand painted Belgian chocolate snowmen filled with mini marshmallows.
Wow.
Ready to melt into a warm mug of milk.
Sounds like tasty art.
Yes.
How
it's
much is
tasty
that again?
Art. The Kate Weiser Lil Carl 4-pack, $28.
Favorite thing.
There you go. You wanted budget. You got budget,
$28
Kelly. You got budget.
For hot chocolate.
Four of those
painted hot chocolate.
Yeah,
I love the fact that it's hand painted because you're gonna melt it in water.
All right, you want something else? I got budget for you.
You got budget.
I got budget.
Hit me again with your budget. Oprah's favorite things.
The hooded scarf.
A hooded scarf. Okay.
You ready?
Fun. Yeah.
After 27 years in Chicago.
Yeah.
I know about cold winters.
Oh, I bet you do.
Soft.
Yeah.
Not too snug.
Yes.
This balaclava hood is for anyone who wants to stay warm.
Okay.
You can layer it with a winter coat or a blazer.
She sounds exactly like that, by the way.
It's the Mellifluse hooded scarf. Only
$15! $15!
I know! It's
all
like
right.
They're paying you to take it
now
off their hands.
We're talking. Now we're talking.
All right. So there you go. And then, of course, you know, there are the sneaks, the Tepper, the high-heeled sneakers for only $595 because, again, rich people need to shop too.
Favorite things.
By the way, I looked up your hooded scarf. It's ugly. Don't buy that for me.
Okay, fine. You wanted bargain.
There's
I tried to get you some bargain.
It's $15. It's not cute.
All right. So anyways, the entire Oprah favorite things list dropped. It's hot. It's fresh out the kitchen.
Thank you, Oprah, for spending all of this time on that. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
You know what? She's got nothing else better to do.
No, that's great.
To sit there and just come up with the most amazing list of overpriced things.
And we can thank her for doing that on
99.7
DJX. All right, let's get to a little group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jessica, in quotes, says, hey there, Ben and Kelly, need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Been dating my boyfriend for a little over 2 years.
Mm.
Over the past year, he and my dad have become incredibly close.
Okay.
Like they literally went on a guy's only weekend man retreat together.
Gotcha.
I've even joked that sometimes it feels like my boyfriend's dating my dad and not me.
Okay.
So here's where things get complicated.
Okay.
I've been thinking about ending things with my boyfriend for a while.
Mm.
We've been growing apart, but he and my dad are tighter than ever.
Mm.
I'm afraid if I break up with him, it's going to be super messy and awkward because my dad is so invested in their friendship.
Oh, dang.
Do you think I should tell my dad first? Like, give him a heads up? Or do I talk to my boyfriend and let my dad find out after? I really want to handle this with the lowest amount of drama possible, but also don't want to blindside either of them. So how do I navigate this without wrecking both relationships? Thank you in advance.
Oh, you're the son I never had.
I mean, yes, that is, it is really cute. I mean, it's, oh.
And then I guess the other question is, if you're in that situation, do you remain friends with the dad, or do you remain friends with your daughter's boyfriend? Like, how does that?
I mean, it's gonna depend on how he takes it.
If his heart is shattered, it's
gonna be tough for him to move on if he's still hanging around.
Look, this is boyfriend girlfriend. This isn't like husband wife,
right?
And I can understand, you know, and because we've even heard and had people on the show who've said, I've remained friends with my ex's family because they're great people.
Yes, but, you know, maybe dad was hoping he was going to be son-in-law some point. And now he's going to be just shattered knowing that's not going to be the case. And then so I think you absolutely have to talk to dad first.
You think dad first?
Yes, I think dad first.
Man.
To prepare him.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe.
And then if say, listen, you can't give him a heads up. You can't give your bestie a heads up before I talk to him. But I know you're close and I wanted to prepare you.
You know your relationship with your dad better than we do.
Right. And I feel like you need to go to him and just be like, I think it's amazing that you have taken to him and kind of treat him
like
family.
Here's the thing. It's amazing, though, I haven't taken to him.
But this is how I've been feeling. And it breaks my heart because, you know, I want to love him like you do. But it's just, you know, I don't think he's my future.
And hopefully the next person that comes into my life, you'll like just as much as...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I need your support,
Maybe, maybe you do tell dad first.
I think so. I think you do.
Man, okay. 502-795-1997. Have you been in this situation? Can you lend your expertise based on the story of your life?
We've been on the opposite side where, like, your family hates the person you're with.
Yeah, that's always awkward, too.
And then we always say, well, they're not dating your family. They're dating you, and it shouldn't matter. But this is kind of a different situation where it's it's a little difficult because it's going to be not only probably difficult for your boyfriend to accept it, but then your dad, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because your boyfriend thinks, oh, I've got an in.
Yeah. He probably is thinking, yes,
I'm moving in.
This is going to be my family.
We're
going to get married eventually because this is also perfect.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up. I am actually really proud of all the guys that are rolling in on this.
Yes.
It's group therapy. Jessica has an issue with her dad, but not in the way that maybe you think. She is nearing the end of her relationship with her boyfriend.
In her heart.
Yes, in her heart. Her boyfriend and her dad are really close. Like, they hang out. They get along super well. She is worried about ending this relationship, what her dad's going to feel like, how messy it's going to be. She said she wants to handle this with the lowest amount of drama possible. And I got to say, as a dad of daughters who are dating, I really like their boyfriends.
So are you going to be devastated if one of them decides we're done?
But as a lot of the other dads who have jumped in on text and comments and stuff like that, I am 100% pro daughter.
Yes.
So if they decide this person isn't their person, then... And even though I like them as human beings, I think they're good, they're compatible, all that stuff, they're genuine people...
It's your daughter's decision.
I'm always going to be in my daughter's corner.
Yes, that's exactly what Casey says.
Yes.
On text. Dad's an adult. He'll be fine just saying that. As a dad in that scenario, if my daughter breaks up with a boyfriend, nothing on the planet will not make me support her over anything else. Even if he was my best friend, my daughter over everything.
Yes. Yeah. Jared says the same thing. As a dad, I was in this same position. Really liked my daughter's ex-boyfriend. Went out of my way to help him. And he helped me with stuff. But it boils down to my daughter's happiness. and that will forever be greater than mine. Her dad will be fine, and you can't force feelings for someone else's happiness. Now, you and I both said probably best to maybe give the dad a heads up on that.
Yeah, most people on Facebook actually agree with us. Like, let your dad know first how you're feeling. He's your dad, Laura says. He should be supportive of your feelings. Don't stay with someone just because a family member has a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Allison also says, yes, also tell dad the ex cannot come to Christmas.
Yeah.
Andrew, even if you say that, you know, they can still keep hanging out, fine.
No, yeah, exactly. Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show at the time. Not a real doctor. Andrew the Love Doctor, what's your take on this?
I'm so proud of both of you. You are 100% correct.
Thank you.
Probably tell the dad, since their relationship has gotten strong, her and her boyfriend, their boyfriend's dad, have a conversation. At the end of the day, her dad's going to choose her, obviously,
sure.
And just let him know, but she's got to do what's best for her, because at the end of the day, it's about her feelings and about how she feels. She's got to put herself first, and her dad's going to understand that. And if her dad and her ex still wants to be buds and hang out every now and then, go for it. But that's where the maturity level comes in.
Ooh, right.
You guys are 100% accurate.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just as long as dad and ex-boyfriend don't hatch a plan to try to weasel him back in.
Like they continue to have these weekend getaways.
Yes, and just hoping that she's going to change her mind and realize what a mistake she made in letting him go. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got to tell dad that's not going to be happening.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
All right, Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you as always for your advice.
Keep on loving, guys.
Now, Eric is saying, I'd cut ties first with your guy and then tell your family. That way no one is talking you into something you don't want. Family can have a tendency of thinking they know what's best for you, especially when they love your soon-to-be ex-partner. This being said, you can not get in the way of your dad's relationship with your ex. You need to let those two work out their bromance. You cut ties first. Good luck.
That's a different take.
It is a different take, and I do see that point of view.
Okay.
Like, you know, if dad does absolutely think this is the best partner for you, he may try to talk you out of your feelings. So something to consider that, you know, only you're going to know, Jessica, about your dad and your relationship with him.
Now, for the next person, Jessica, you could do as Trina does. And Trina texted in and said, this is why I never introduce anyone to anyone I was just, quote, dating. My family met my ex-husband once we were engaged.
Oh, wow.
And same with my now husband.
Okay. It avoids all of
what
that.
What a mystery.
Okay.
Trina, when are we going to be able to see your guy?
Not
you know
until
what?
I'm
not yet.
Sure.
Not yet.
Not until I know he's my forever. Then you'll get a chance.
All right. Well, hey, this is a tough situation just because it's the ending of something. But you could also look at it as the beginning of something else. But just know, as a dad of daughters who are dating, and as so many dads have jumped in on the comments, your dad, and we don't know your dad, but your dad should support you.
100%. Whatever you decide.
Yep.
Yes. Good luck.
Good luck.
Let us know how it goes.
That's group therapy. Okay, let's...
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Can't Beat Kelly, let's meet you two. Let's meet Trina, shall we? Hi, Trina.
Hello.
Hi there. So Trina is from the Dixie Highway area. Blonde hair, 5'2", is married, drives a Yukon. How you feeling this morning, Trina?
Feeling good.
Okay, right. Feel pretty confident in your pop culture knowledge?
Feel pretty good.
All right, good. This is how it all works.
She's gunning for me.
We're going to kick Kelly out of the room here in a second, ask you 5 pop culture questions, okay? Then bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same 5 questions. Now, if you get more right, then you win.
If we tie, it's me.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you tie or Kelly gets more, then you lose.
Because technically you can't beat me if we tie.
Trina, roll up your sleeves. Let's go and say goodbye to Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye. Okay, bye. Kelly. Bye, Kelly is now in the hallway. Okay, here we are. Question number 1, Trina. Which artist recently announced They're Still the Problem Tour 2026?
Morgan Wallen.
Which luxury grocery store is known for things like $20 strawberries and toothpaste flavored smoothies?
Air One. Yeah, that's Air One. LA, right?
The Duchess of Sussex was spotted filming her first acting role since leaving the royal life recently in California. Who is the Duchess of Sussex?
Meghan Markle.
Phineas has composed Apple TV Plus's new signature theme that plays before original programming. Who's his famous sister?
Billie Eilish.
Alex Ovechkin just achieved something special in the sporting world. What sport does he play?
Ovechkin. Is that Russian? Ovechkin. Russian. Ice hockey.
What's your answer?
That sounds like ice hockey. Russian.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly, come on in. All right, Kelly is rolling in.
Did you see me hanging out with our friend PK?
I did.
Yeah.
Trina,
he thinks I'm a little too energetic.
Yeah, Trina, before I tell you how many you got right, tell Kelly how many you think you got right.
All five, duh.
Duh. Flawless. 100%.
Trina got all five.
Hey!
All right. So, Kelly, if she slips up once, you've got it, okay?
Wait, I got the last one.
You got, yes, quiet.
Wow.
Quiet.
I'm just saying, that was just a complete random guess, so yay me.
So I have to get all five
you
to
have
go
to
into
get,
overtime.
That's, well,
listen,
you just have to, you just have to get
today.
All five okay. to tie.
Three games today.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. If Kelly slips up once, that's it.
Let's
first
go,
loss.
Let's go back to the not telling me.
Question number one.
How many they get
which
right?
Artist recently announced their Still the Problem Tour 2026?
There's Still the Problem Tour. I got it. Hang on just a second.
Do you want to come back to this?
Yes, let's come back to that.
Wow. Okay. Question two. Which luxury grocery store is known for things like $20 strawberries and a toothpaste-flavored smoothie?
Say that again. I'm already
Trina,
having... Yes.
Trina,
I'm on shaky ground.
You have gotten under Kelly's...
I'm on shaky ground. Lynette is like pulling for you big time.
I'm
telling you.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Which luxury grocery store
yes.
is known for things like $20 strawberries and toothpaste flavored smoothies?
Oh, we just talked about that. I've never heard of it before.
Do you want to come back to that one too?
Eeyore or something?
Eeyore?
Eeyore.
Is that your answer?
No, it's like, yeah, it starts with an E. I got it wrong, you win!
Wow!
Way to go, Trina!
Wow! Wait, here, let's go through the rest.
I don't want to.
Let's go through the rest. The Duchess of Sussex was spotted filming her first acting role.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle is correct. You both got that right. Phineas has composed Apple TV Plus's new signature theme that plays before original programming. Who's his famous sister?
Billie Eilish.
You got that. Alex Ovechkin just achieved something special in the sporting world. What sport does Alex Ovechkin play?
Maybe tennis.
Tennis is incorrect. It was hockey.
Wow!
It was
I got two right.
Hockey. He just scored his 900th goal.
I used to get years old when I learned that was a person. Wow!
So
Trina, you kicked my butt. You knew that, Trina?
Which she guessed. She guessed. It was
you guessed hockey?
She guessed hockey.
Yeah, the Russian.
She was like,
oh.
Russian name, it's gotta be hockey.
Wow.
But you went tennis. Tennis was a good guess too.
Yes.
Which artist recently announced they're Still the Problem Tour 2026? Trina Teller.
Morgan Wallen.
Oh, that makes sense.
And Trina Teller, which luxury grocery store is known for things like $20 strawberries and toothpaste flavored smoothies?
And the celebrity hotspot, Air One.
Air One.
How do you spell that?
E-R-E-W-H-O-N.
Yeah,
like,
Air One. You'll ask me that tomorrow. I still won't know it.
Way Trina! Trina has taken down the champ! This is like Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. This is boom!
I didn't even have a chance. She slaughtered me.
I mean, Trina!
Slaughtered me. You know what?
Okay,
should happen now? We should rename the game Can't Beat Trina.
No. All right, so
from now on, I'm out.
Trina,
I'm
Trina, two things, Trina. Two things. Say, hi, my name is Trina, and I can beat Kelly.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Trina. and I am the only one so far who can beat Kelly.
Yes!
And Kelly.
Hi, my name is Kelly, and I cannot beat Trina.
Yeah! There it is!
All I'm right. handing over the reins. You're now the new champ, and
look
you get to play
that.
From now on. I'm not playing
look
anymore.
At that!
I'm out. I'm
that
out.
Is great. Trina.
I'm out.
Trina, you did it. Congrats.
Well done.
Can't beat Kelly there.
This is your day.
All right.
Oh, Lynette is cheering
I know.
On.
Everybody's enjoying this.
Everybody loves it.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. You get a picture of the trophy with you, Trina.
We should go get a crown so right. you can wear it.
Hang tight, Trina. We're going to get more information from you. You are definitely a winner, okay?
Mason from right, E-Town, the legacy of Trina.
The legacy of Trina. That's right. That's right. Her name will be spoken within these walls
we
for a lifetime.
We should make her a plaque and hang it on the wall.
All right, can't beat Kelly. It's possible. 13-1 now.
Oh man,
you're
13-1. Like I had no chance.
Like you were sweating after that first question.
You're
and like,
you ask me those same questions tomorrow, I still won't know.
All right, there it is. Can't beat Kelly. Kelly has brought shame to her family. She's not going to be able to show her face around church. Around school, around the grocery store anymore. It's 99.7 DJX.
I mean, how in the world am I even sitting here still? I should be kicked off the show.
No. I look, can't beat Kelly. Trina rolls in and gets 5 out of 5. And I think that just
she got in my head.
I think she got in.
She had the confidence from the get-go.
Yeah,
and
she did.
Had the chops to back it up. And she got in my yep. head and messed with me. And then I couldn't come up with any basic knowledge.
Jeannie says, you need to give Trina that damn toaster of yours.
Yes! She's earned it. And by the way, we have renamed her in our text line, Trina, in parentheses, can't beat Kelly Champ. She says, I love this for me, by the way.
Yeah, I love this for you too, Trina. That's funny. And yeah, the legacy of Trina will forever live on this show. So, all right. Hey, you know what? Dust it off. You got it. You got it out of the way. The pressure's off now.
I've tumbled off my pedestal.
Well, but the pressure's off. You don't have to worry about keeping a squeaky clean, undefeated record.
I have to crawl back from the ashes of defeat.
Listen, beware to the person who goes up against Kelly next week.
Oh, I have a vendetta and a score to settle.
Beware.
I'm going to spend next week looking at everything.
I don't know if there has been one time on this show where you've lost two in a row.
Nope, I don't think that's ever happened. But I feel like now you're jinxing me.
Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is a really sweet story about how a nurse kind of found a new direction based on her own experience. People magazine did a story on this nurse in Texas. Her name's Larissa, who mm-hmm. made a career shift after her son was born premature. He ended up spending 31 days in the hospital. She worked in the hospital's ICU before that, but she found it so inspiring, she decided she only wanted to work with kids from now on. She's a nurse now in the same NICU that saved her son's life.
He came 2 months early, so he was admitted here immediately from birth. It was extremely hard time for us, but at the end of it, like looking back, it was one of the most like rewarding and I would not change it for the world. I had a huge admiration for the nurses here, the doctors here, like everybody I encountered, speech, OT, PT, like this entire world was so different and I could not wait to be a part of it. Our end goal is get these babies home and get them home as quickly as we can, as safely as we can.
Aw.
Yeah, and she said she never imagined herself out of the ICU before her son's birth. And now she says, I love what I do. I would never work with adults again.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. The babies, they just cry. They don't complain. They're not mean to me. It's a whole different world of nursing.
They're not mean to me?
Yes.
Wow.
See her story. We've tweeted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we'll kick it off. Play something for my daughter, Abby. Her 14th birthday today. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Throwback Thursday. That's a good one. Remember that?
Yeah,
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. There's a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back.
Dr. Aaron said your girl made eye contact with Adam Levine at the Maroon 5 show, number 13.
Hey!
So can I get some 13 shows? She's been to 13 Maroon 5 shows.
You know what? When you know, you know.
And you know what? And I bet you the look, she's not the picture, the look that he's given her is not like, hey, girl, I know you've been here 13 times. You're the real OG.
All right, we got you. Throwback Thursday. 99.70 JX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
By the way, Erin is going for number 14, Maroon 5 show number 14 next week.
Wow.
She should be on the payroll.
That's right. She should.
Jen, good morning. Random request.
Okay.
Ricky Martin, She Bang.
Oh. Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin.
Remember that?
She bangs.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. We can't cut it off now. We gotta let him get to the hook.
We can.
Let's let him get to the hook. She bangs. She bangs.
I mean, equally as iconic. I'll agree.
See?
Yes. What a sharp left turn, Jen. But kind of.
All right,
kind of
got your request. Yeah, kind of. Sure. Kind of.
Kind of.
I mean, it's in the general vicinity, right?
Okay.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Brittany, I'm 1 week away from turning 30.
Oh!
Play something that still makes me feel young.
Listen, there's still room for some single and sexy ladies on this bar at Bar Louisville. We need more girls up here. Take some shots from the bar.
OMG.
With the fur. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Andrea's texting, can Eliani have a Lady Gaga song, please? Kelly, oh. She asks that you choose. She doesn't trust Ben.
She doesn't trust me?
Yeah. I mean.
That's.
Let's
okay.
be honest.
All
we
right,
know
what do,
why.
All right,
we
what do you why. Want? What do you want?
Alejandro.
Are you serious?
She's going to fire me, too.
Of all the
Listen,
Lady Gaga songs.
This is a good song.
The ones that are actual hits.
You might have forgotten.
You pull this one out?
You might have forgotten. You could have skipped this part.
Gosh.
I just can't be with you like this anymore. I forgot about that part. You could skip this part.
Okay.
But it's a good song.
Kelly's like, trust me, trust me. Once it gets in there,
she's
trust
going,
me.
She's going to fire me. Or she's going to learn a new Lady Gaga song she never heard before.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Underappreciated catalog.
All right.
Lady Gaga.
Once it gets to the hook.
That was a sneaky banger.
Listen, once it gets to the hook, yes, yeah, sneaky
that
banger.
Was a
that
sneaky
is.
Banger.
I will give you that. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
Alejandro.
Oh, yeah, that one. That part. That part. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Beth says, are we allowed CeeLo or Gnarls?
Oh,
Gnarls. Sorry. No, yes. The G is silent like in Vahina. We can do that. We can do that. It's my favorite joke. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Let's go. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Sean is tossing out some options.
All right, three options.
Lil Wayne, 6'7".
Okay.
Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me.
Okay.
Or Afro Man's Kentucky.
No. But Kirsten, we got you. We'll do that. We appreciate everything, okay?
I mean, that was for Sean also, for getting knocked down three times.
Yes.
Three of his
yeah,
requests.
You know what? Good. Good. Bringing it back together.
Bringing
I like
it back
that.
Around.
I like that. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Listen, Trina, who just literally dethroned me
oh.
in Can't Beat Kelly. She's oh. a new champ. She says Alejandro's a banger.
Alejandro's a banger.
Seal of approval.
Yeah.
As a new champion, she says.
Mm.
I feel it's only appropriate that I get We Are the Champions.
You know what? Trina, we're going to need to bring you back down a little bit. Knock you down a little bit. And that's a big negative. All right? That's a big negative. It's all right. I will do Elena's, though. Something upbeat to keep her spirits up. Skater boy. My girl Avril.
All right.
Just need to humble you a little bit, Trina. All right? Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Who knew Alejandro would have such staying power on this show? But Swifty Kim says, funny Alejandro story.
Yeah.
My sister listens to YouTube music, and she has a playlist she plays often. And this song kept coming up so often, she unliked it to remove it from her playlist, and it still keeps coming up. So no matter what, she can't get rid of it. And then we go ahead and play it on Throwback Thursday. She hits skip when it comes on now.
That's funny.
From Lady Gaga's underappreciated catalog.
That's right. That was a good one. That was a good one. Yeah, once it gets to that hook, man, right, that hits. Ashley says, hey, thank you so much for the Sabrina Carpenter tickets. We had a blast in Nashville.
How cute.
Can you play something? Oh, send some photos. That's great.
Can you play
something to help wake us up this morning? We got home around 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 EJX. Oh. So, a little earlier, we had a request for Kelly to pick a song.
Yes.
Because she didn't trust me.
Right. And I chose Alejandro, Lady Gaga.
And the daughter thought that you were going to pick a better song.
Oh, no. Did I get fired? I knew I might get fired.
She said next Thursday she's going to have to give Ben a chance to redeem himself.
It.
Wow.
She didn't like Alejandro.
I guess not. Lady Gaga. Hey, Katie from Crawford County, Blink 182, All the Small Things. This is one of those bangers that just
is segueing into the wrong.
That's right. Sneaks up on you. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. All right. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I'm new at this, apparently. Oh, Amber Radcliffe, we got your hot shell ray.
Oh, yeah.
7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter. We're on one today. We're on one today. Like you guys. Here we go. Throwback Thursday. Mixed with Zach Galifianakis. I mean, has Zach Galifianakis ever been in a song?
I don't know if he's ever been shouted out again.
That. I love that.
One time.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Jason rolls in. Please play Freak-a-Link Petey Pablo!
Oh,
raise up, mother!
Oh, sexy.
Take your shirt off and wave it around your head like a helicopter.
Oh, wow.
Which, by the way, Dawn G actually shouted out DJX when she read these lyrics on Wave.
Right. It was
shaming us.
Yes, it was not a flattering story.
Shaming us.
She was actually saying this is filth that they're playing on the radio station. But here we go. It lives again.
It lived again. By the way, I love that song because they Petey Pablo literally like recut the intro for a bunch of radio stations.
Yeah.
And so when he's like, now shout out the radio station that gave it, blah, 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 and it's like 99.7 DJX.
Thank you, Mr. Petey.
I was like, thank you, Mr. Petey Pablo. Lizzie rolls in. Wait, y'all have beef with Dawn G?
Y'all are unhinged today.
Listen.
No one has beef with Dawn G.
I don't think Dawn G knows she has beef, but I'm just saying, I don't forget.
Listen, you were slinging darts our way at some point, Dawn.
There will be a time. Don't wrong me. Sean, All the Marbles, get a song on. Snap your fingers, Lil Jon. E-40.
Wow.
Okay.
What a little winding road.
This was an era. Like,
it was an era.
There was an era of hip hop music that sounded very similar.
Yes.
This rolled. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Man.
Lizzie had to pull over in the parking lot and snap her fingers.
That was a song. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Beth from Scottsburg rolling in. I'm sitting at a standstill on the 2nd Street Bridge.
Aw.
I need some Blue by Eiffel 65.
Oh, wow. So you'll recognize this because Bebe Rexha did a David Guetta song.
But this is the OG.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. We don't play the entire song, by the way.
Don't have time for that.
Don't have time. By the way, you're going to like Ashley's requests.
Okay.
Kelly. She says, hey, it's Ashley. Hey. It's like an icebox outside. I need to hear... Omarion.
Oh, yes.
I knew you'd
this
like this
is one of my jams.
Yeah,
I don't know
Kelly.
Why I love it.
Yeah, she's all about this. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I got this icebox with my heart. Yeah, it's Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back on 99.7 DJX. By the way, Swifty Kim rolls in and says, hey, if you're going to play blue Eiffel 65, you got to play yellow also. Yeah, we could do yellow.
We're going down all the colors.
Yeah! Aww! You know what it is. Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly! Ben and Kelly. Yeah. You done pushed the start. Yeah! Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly, Ben and Kelly. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX, and that is it.
That's it?
That is it.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, sorry. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back. All brought to you by Wednesday Bond and Jam.
Oh, man. Jessica didn't even get any of her many requests.
Yeah.
Started with wanting Mariah Carey Christmas music.
Listen, I feel so bad for
and
you.
Then Kevin Gates. I don't even know what a Kevin Gates is. Dang it.
I don't even know what a Kevin Gates is. I mean, that's something our sister station would play.
Okay. And yeah. Oh, Tony was asking, did we play Chumbawamba for our boy on Louisville Mugshots? Oh, the hot felon. Yeah, Max. The local hot felon that we've been introduced to.
We could say
this
that.
This week, sure. Why not?
Why not? All right, so yeah, Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back to you on 99.7 DJ. By the way, we did get a request from someone on the text line. Just wanted to hook them up with a invite to the Taylor Swift wedding.
Okay, no problem. We'll make that happen. Sure thing.
No,
just as soon
as we
secure ours.
Oh, I was going to say, you can't say that, Kelly.
sure, no problem. We can make that happen.
Right. No. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kaylee Kay.
So this teenager, 18-year-old in Boca Raton, Florida, is a hero after helping multiple people who got caught in flash floodwaters last month in Florida there. There was strong winds, lightning, left sections of the city submerged underwater, and 18-year-old Thomas rolls in, went from car to car, making sure everyone was okay, and a few of the people that he helped actually pitched in to help him save an elderly guy who couldn't get his seatbelt off.
The whole roundabout, the whole entire garage, everything, even the bathrooms in the movie theaters were flooded. I went from car to car, probably 6 or 7 people just going car to car and making sure everyone was okay. He was actually stuck in the car and we had to help him out, and I think he was a little lost at the whole situation, so we helped him and he was trying to push the car after we got him out, and we were like, no sir, we just have to get you to safety, make sure you're okay. So we brought him to a restaurant nearby and just made sure he was okay. They were just very thankful and they kept telling me how lucky they were to have me there.
He credits his family. He said, I learned it from my dad. He always taught me and raised me right.
Wow.
To step in and help people when you can.
All right.
Well done, young man. See his full story at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguirre Injury Lawyers.
We've all been there. You need to go. It's knocking at the door. You walk into the restroom and the stall is being used.
Well, you're going to have to wait.
It's 99.7 DJX. This is Setty the Bar Story, Kelly, which is...
It's an example of what not to do.
It shouldn't escalate to a Setting the Bar Story.
But here we are.
If you can manage to make it through the day without threatening someone with a knife in the restroom for taking too long, you're doing okay.
Listen, there are other ways to handle it, like letting them know there's someone waiting.
Listen, this had happened at a Publix where Alfredo runs into the restroom, sees that someone was using the stall, so started banging on the stall door.
Listen, we don't expect this behavior at Publix.
The guy did come out, but apparently didn't come out fast enough for Alfredo because he pulls a knife, waves it at him aggressively.
Wow!
The guy's like, whoa, easy! Goes out, alerts people.
Yes, I would tell the manager about that.
Yeah, nobody was hurt, but
that's
police
good.
Did roll in, confront Alfredo, who admitted, I just really needed to use the restroom, and he did not move out of the way.
Okay.
So he took out a knife.
That is not an acceptable way to handle that situation.
Sir, this is a Publix, and you need to chill out.
And that was too aggressive.
Right. Charged with aggravated assault,
all
that stuff, so... Anyways, that's not the only story, though.
That's not the only story?
No. Bass Pro Shop opening in Texas. There's a line for the restroom. Fight breaks out.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Look at this example you're giving.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen,
so,
what are you teaching the kids?
Look, we understand when nature calls, there is a window that you need to answer that call.
It can feel like a dire situation.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yes. And if you've ever been caught someplace where you're like,
oh,
bridesmaids. It's happening.
Oh,
it's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Yes.
It's happening.
Oh, dang it. Oh, dang it.
Oh, that's
but
the
we
worst.
Don't ever get violent
no,
over it. That's not the way to solve the problem.
Let's not pull a knife and let's not get in fights. Okay. So that's your Setty the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.
I'm glad we had a woman in there yelling, like, no wonder the schools are a mess.
You guys,
look at what you're doing.
Yeah, look at it. This is the example you're giving these kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, someone had to do it, right? Tate McRae, 99.7 DJX. Kind of a funny video.
What is she saying? I don't know the lyrics at all of what she's.
That's
saying.
Tit for tat. I like it. I think it's a good song.
It's a good song. Yeah. I just don't know how to sing along with it.
I think it's funny. We had posted on 99.7 DJX Instagram like yesterday or a couple days ago about her at a show, and she's dancing, and all of a sudden she starts singing again, and she had picked up the microphone and was holding it upside down, and then kind of smiles and flips it over and continues singing. And if you were,
did it out her that she was lip syncing?
It did. And there were a lot of people that were like, she's lip syncing. I don't know if you've ever seen like a Tate McRae show. She does a lot of dancing.
Sure.
And so.
So maybe the tracks think help maybe her at certain parts
yeah,
in the show.
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit of a backing track that's just like whatever. Anyways.
Listen, this is where I'm going to be out of breath.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need a little help with the backing track.
Speaking of shows, congrats and thanks to everybody who won tickets to Sabrina Carpenter Nashville. This has got some great photos from some listeners like Ashley, who got back at 4 this morning.
Oh, I mean, I can't even judge like her age. She looks like maybe middle school.
Yeah.
Oh, that is going to be a rough day at school.
I mean, when you got to go to school, you got to go to school. Listen,
listen,
you're going to learn. You're going to learn. I remember when I took Zoe to a show in Indianapolis. It was a Jonas Brothers concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was on a school night. And I was like, listen, you know, it's going to be a late night. And so the very next day, she not only had school, she had a cross country meet. And so it's like, you know, when she was in fifth grade or something.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like, life comes at you fast. And she was just toasted. She was toasted. But yeah, anyways, congrats and thanks to everybody who won tickets for the Sabrina Carpenter show. Looked like it was a great time. 99.7 DJX. Anything you missed from the show? If there's one thing you catch on the podcast, it's Can't Beat Kelly.
Listen, I've been dethroned.
She's just going to say it, folks.
I've brought shame upon my family.
Not only your family, to us.
In a spectacular way.
To us.
But listen, there's a couple reasons to watch. First of all, see my demise. Also, second of all.
That would be the reason.
To watch the shenanigans out in the hallway as I terrorize our coworker, PK, who's literally just standing there with his Red Bull. Just saying, what are you doing?
Yeah, YouTube, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to take a look at
that. Why are you like this at this time of morning?
Yeah.
PK is like my exact opposite.
I mean, you guys do have similarities,
with
but
his energy level.
Okay.
In that moment.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just is looking at me with disdain.
That's right.
Holding his Red Bull going, you're much.
But right look, now. You got that loss under your belt. There's no more pressure.
What are you talking about? There's even more pressure.
No, there's no more pressure because at least you don't have to defend a perfect score. You're not 14-0. You're 13-1. You have a blemish. That's fine.
So I just have to walk now in my flaws.
All I said is that get ready for next week.
I love the fact, though, that Trina thinks that she's gotten keys to the studio now.
Oh, tell... Trina changed her Facebook profile.
She sure did. She already did. I'm putting it on her story right now.
She sent us a screenshot.
She puts like a little, you know, it kind of gives a little quote like above the profile picture. It says, can beat Kelly champion. And then Trina, like, I can beat Kelly, the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay show. Like, right, like that is now her new identity. I love that for her.
Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty fantastic. So Trina, you deserve it. Relish. Bask in that glow.
Because, it is your moment.
Yeah,
you
is
are
your
in
moment.
The spotlight. It's your moment in the sun.
But beware to anybody who wants to try to play Can't Beat Kelly
I'm
next week.
I'm coming for you.
That's right. You are going to get the wrath of Kelly without even... you're going to be an innocent person. You're going to be an innocent bystander in this. All right. So, yeah, anything on the podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen. What else, Kelly?
I think that's about it.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.